firstly, from a planning point of view, would we be in a position to do it? And, you know, planning and what's allowed has changed very significantly over the years. You know, you have the church there, protected structure in Drumcliff. So whether it from a planning point of view, we would be allowed to provide toilet facilities, you know, is definitely likely to be a very significant challenge because you have archaeology and everything there and so on. So that's one hurdle that would have to be jumped. And the second is the old reliable, which is the cost of providing these facilities. And almost as significantly, the cost of operating the facilities thereafter. So, you know, there would be a significant financial investment required. And unless a dedicated source of funding could be identified, it would be a challenge for what is still a very financially strapped county council to provide these facilities. And once you provide facilities, you have to operate them to a high standard. And that inevitably is another cost. So there's no dispute between the executive and the members of the council. Everyone would like to see those facilities in Drumcliff, whether from a planning point of view and then from a financial point of view, it is possible to do that. Those are the challenges. But we certainly, as an executive, are open to see what the opportunities are and whether that, you know, very worthwhile project could be delivered.